This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa man wala. My brothers and sisters, we continue with our goals for Ramadan al-Kareem. Next step is, look at our akhlaq. Our dealings. We talked about personal appearance, we talked about earnings, we talked about eating. Now let us look at our akhlaq, our behavior. If my parents are alive, am I serving my parents? Am I being good to my parents? If they have passed away, do I make dua for them every day in tahajjud? This should be your standard format. To make dua for your parents in tahajjud every single day, if they have passed away, if they are alive, also make dua for them. Nothing wrong in doing that. But definitely if they have passed away. Because if they have passed away, they cannot do this for themselves, and therefore this is something that you should make it fard on yourself to do. Children. If you have children, are you spending enough time and energy on their tarbiyah, on their upbringing, on their raising? Do you know what to do? Are you doing it? Or are you too engaged and too busy in your business, in your job, in this and that, and then you blame that and say, well, what can I do? I have no time. That is completely ridiculous, because you will not be held accountable for your job and business. You will be held accountable for how you raise your children. Your job and business are not necessarily your sadaqatul jariyah. They are probably not your sadaqatul jariyah at all. Whereas your children are your sadaqatul jariyah, so spend time on your children. Then your dealings with people, your customers, your clients, people you sell things to, people you buy things from, how do you deal with them? Do you deal with them honestly? Do you deal with them justly? And Rasulullah ﷺ said, give more. So do you do that? Do you give more? Your family, extended family, your spouse, your husband and wife, your brothers and sisters, your siblings, every one of them has rights on you. Are you fulfilling their rights? My brothers and sisters, let us remember, on the day of judgment, Rasulullah ﷺ said, he asked the Sahaba, he said, do you know who are the destitute of the Ummah? They said, Ya Rasulullah, destitute are those who do not have dirham and dinar. Nabi ﷺ said, no, the destitute are those who will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds like mountains, like the mountain of Uhud. They will come with good deeds. And we're talking about Muslims here, believers who will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good deeds, the size of the mountain of Uhud. But there will be a long line of people who they have hurt, who they have slandered, who they backbited, who they killed, who they harmed, who they deceived, all the stuff that they did, right? Whose honor they dishonored, right? Who they character assassinated, whatever. And Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to each one from that mountain of good deeds to make up for whatever you had denied them in this life. Until the entire mountain of good deeds will be over. But the line of people will still be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows everything, will ask the people, now what do you want me to do? They will say, give our bad deeds to this person. Rasulullah ﷺ said, that will be done, and the person will go into Jahannam carrying somebody else's bad deeds. Let us not be that person. Settle your scores here. Meaning, go and apologize. If you took away somebody's right, give it back. Give it back. Don't wait for them to ask you. You know what you did. Give it back. Give them some more compensation. Go and beg their pardon. Seek their pardon. Ensure that your account is clear. Because you do not want to end up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an account like that and end up in Jahannam despite the fact that you did a lot of good deeds. Ramadan is the month which comes to remind us and give us time to reflect and give us time to introspect and give us time to look at ourselves in the mirror and to change that appearance so that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will meet Him in a state where He will forgive us. So please do that in terms of all our Ma'amilat, let us do this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. We ask Allah to make this easy for us. We ask Allah to fill other people's hearts with the desire to forgive us when we go and seek forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.